Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jerry Rice joins us here on the River Islands Guest Line and all guests on 95.7 The Game. A pair of the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Jerry, we love talking to you, man. You're the goat. You're our goat.
What's up, man?
I got my watermelon fruit punch. I'm just going to sit back and sip because I can't wait to hear what you have to say about Devine J. Campbell. Leaving game on Thursday. Now, Jerry, you got Fred Warner out there playing with a fractured ankle. Drake Greelow just came back from an Achilles tendon tear.
Yeah.
Bosa is playing with an Obika hip injury. Tre'Davious Ward, unfortunately, my condolences go out to his family. It's lost their daughter, for crying out loud. Guys are out there playing hurt, putting their bodies on the line against the hated L.A. Rams. And you got a guy who refused to go into the game. And he leaves the game and he quits on his teammates. What were your initial thoughts?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
When you saw and heard about that?
Well, first of all, I never knew that you could do that because you under contract, and you know, we knew that Greenlaw was coming back, and And, you know, he's like that that motor that's on that football field. And everybody feeds off Greenlaw. So for Campbell to do that, to his teammates, you know, to the fans of San Francisco, I think it just showed that this guy, for some reason, I think he had started maybe around 13 games or something like that. Mm-hmm. He just felt like, you know, he should be on that football field. And when Greenlaw came back, I think he was devastated by that. But you don't say no to actually going on the football field and playing with your teammates, because so many players have made so many, you know, sacrifices the entire season, you know, everything that's been going on. And for him to walk off the way he did, it just really – it sent the wrong message. And I don't know, does it send the wrong message that, you know, Kyle Shanahan lost the locker room or, lost respect with players? But this guy, to have him to exit the game the way he did, I was shocked by that.
Jerry, if he was on that team and you're in uniform and you found out one of your teammates quit on you and the team, what would you have done? Well, how would you have reacted if you was on that team? Because I saw how George Kittle reacted. I saw how Charvarius Ward reacted. But I know you love football more than anybody I've seen play this game before. How would you have reacted had you been on that team, on that football field next to Devondre Campbell?
Well, you know, probably. I think it would have been addressed right there on the football field. Not in the locker room, you know, because if you're not ready to go to battle with your team and you guys, the time, the preparation, the sweat, the tears, everything that you have poured into the season, it came down to that game. And we knew the importance of that game. And for him to refuse the way he did, I think it would have got dealt with right there on the sideline.
You never played on a team where someone literally quit like that?
No. You know, I remember watching this with Antonio Brown. You know, when he was with the Patriots. You know. He took off his entire
with the Buccaneers.
Jersey, Buccaneers and stuff like that. And no, but I have never encountered a situation like this where someone actually that's under contract didn't want to go on to the football field and play for his team, for the city of San Francisco, and just walked off. I'd never been around that and never wanted to be around that. But, you know, I think we had such great leaders, you know, guys that that would have dealt with that right there on the football field, that players knew that once you in, it's like one heartbeat. That's it. And you have to be totally on board.
Yeah, totally. What are you seeing with Deebo Samuel right now? I mean, he drops that ball and the fans were just, they were giving it to him. And I know that he wants to play better, obviously. It's just, he's had a really tough year. What are you seeing from him in his lack of production right now?
Man, I don't know what is going on because, the weirdest thing is, I think he maybe had 3 catches for 16 yards.
Yeah, Jerry, he has 101 receiving yards the last 5 weeks. 101 receiving yards the last 5 weeks. You do that in a quarter.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, for me, I would have been pissed. I would have been pissed at myself. I would have been pissed at the whole, you know, scenario. And I would pretty much go to work on the football field during practice. And if you do it during practice, you're going to be able to do it during the game. That ball that he dropped, okay, after you complain about not getting that many touches, you cannot drop the football. Yeah, I mean, you know, because everybody is going to get down on you and they're going to come after you. So, I never said anything about not getting touches or anything like that. I just worked, man. I just kept working. And if you show it during practice, they're going to make the call during the actual football game where you're going to have opportunities where you can make catches, get into a rhythm, and be productive.
Jerry Rice here on the River Islands Guest Line on the Morning Roast here on 95.7 Game. We're glad to have the greatest football player who's ever played before, the touchdown leader, what greatest receiver, you name it, the greatest Niner, Jerry Rice here on the Morning Russell Shasky and Bonte. Let me ask you about Brock Purdy and the contract leaks from his agent. Before we even get to the money, do you believe Brock Purdy's only 24 years old? A lot of people flipped on Brock. They think they could improve. Do you believe Brock Purdy can improve? And what areas can he improve in if you do believe he can improve at the quarterback position?
He can improve if you keep building around him. You got to give him the weapons. And these weapons, they got to produce. Football is a team sport. And if the Dallas Cowboys, if they gave Dak Prescott $60 million, Brock is going to ask for probably the same amount. Plus, Brock also has taken the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl. Dak hasn't done that. So, it's just about the right time and being in the right position. But he can get better if you keep adding, to the puzzle where this guy doesn't feel the pressure of having to do it on his own on the football field. Well, you got other weapons out there that can make plays and also take some of that pressure off.
Yeah, clearly the weapons haven't been great this year. The line has been suspect at best. Do you think he's had a good year, though?
No, he hasn't had a Brock year. I think his passing rating is about around 45. I think he has only 15 touchdowns that thrown or something like that. So it hasn't been a Brock year, but, I don't like making excuses. Everybody talking about, there are so many injuries and stuff like that. I don't care about that. That doesn't mean anything to me. You still find a way to win. Everybody got, excuses out there. And this is like, the offensive line, so many players hurt and stuff like that. Man, forget that, man. You're a team. You find a way to win no matter what. And I'm tired of hearing all that.
What about, though, I hear you, Jerry, because I'm with you. I'm with the, but up to the sense of, I do watch these games, and I see Debo can't get off a press man. I see George Kittle in and out of the lineup. I see running backs dropping like flies. I see offensive linemen getting pushed back and getting the trenches dominated like Thursday night. Doesn't it matter just a little bit? You can only do what you have out there that's available to you?
Next man up, man. Next man up. You get paid. You're getting paid, and whoever is on that football field got to be accountable and got to be willing to sacrifice and make plays to help that team to win. I don't care. That's just the bottom line. So everybody keep pointing fingers and doing all that, saying that it's one of those seasons where we got so many injuries. there's injuries all over the league.
Right.
It's happening everywhere. But why are we having so many injuries? Are we really pushing ourselves really hard during the week, during practice? Or if we just pretty much bullshitting around during the week, then go into a ball game, then expect your body to all of a sudden react to emotion that you haven't done over and over during the week.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. Jerry, you said this last time I think this was right after the Chiefs game. You were hot after the Chiefs game. We're all hot after the Chiefs game. I'm going to play this cut, and then I'm going to ask you on the back end, do you think you see an improvement in this area? Take a listen to this, Jerry.
I look at body language before a game, the opponent, the home team, and stuff like that. I just felt like we were not fired up for that game. And it showed. It showed, and you get the ball. I want to see an offense sprinting to the field saying, hey, let's go. And I'm just watching guys just move real slow and almost like, hey, just another game. It really doesn't mean that much. All of that. That's what I saw. That's the body language that I saw.
Have you seen any improvement from this team in terms of body language and spirit and energy since that Kansas City game?
No. If anything, it has gone the other direction. And the reason why I say that is that you got to love the game of football and you got to pour your heart into it. And it's like you still see little pieces where, you know, like say a Fred Warner, you know, a Greenlaw, some guys, you know, actually showing that energy. But I really want to see that from everybody, you know, from all the players. So, yeah, I don't think it has gotten better. I think if anything, it went the other direction.
Jerry, you know, I was thinking about, and Bonte and I have referenced this over and over, you and Steve went down, I believe, in 96 or 97, opening game against Tampa. You battle all year to come back, and then you get hurt right away. I believe it was on primetime.
Yeah.
Catching a touchdown pass in the end zone. Seeing Dre Greenlaw and how hard he's worked to come back and to have that half of football, it was like, wow. I mean, we all love him. We missed him so much. Did you have a chance to talk with him, you know, either during the rehab process?
Oh, yeah.
Or well, like, tell us what those conversations sounded like.
Well, you know, not doing the rehab or anything like that, but, you know, it's like when he was on the football field, you could feel that energy. I mean, I think Fred Warner, I think Bosa, I think everybody plays better when he's out on that football field because he brings that intensity. But it was great to see him get back on the football field. You saw him sprinting and you saw him making tackles, you know, and being an impact and just typical Greenlaw that you know. So, you know, I hope it continues where he can just, you know, just get back into that rhythm again and be that leader.
You know, Jerry, I scroll the internet sometimes. You know, I'm on Instagram. You're just scrolling. And I've seen this video a few times where Steve Young goes, "We win the Super Bowl. And I come back into the facility. Yeah, I'm going to clean out my locker and nobody's there. And I look out onto the field and there's Jerry Rice running wind sprints. And you know, there's no one even throwing you a ball. You're just out there running routes as if someone's throwing you the ball because you were so dedicated to your craft. When you see all this talk about money and finances and contracts and all the stuff that's not football, what does a throwback grinder like Jerry Rice think when it comes to this? I know there's a business side of it, but from the fans, we get a little exhausted over all the contract stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's hard, man, because, you know, I'm not going to get in front of anybody getting their money or whatever. But there's a certain standard that comes along with that. So, you know, it's like accountability on the football field, not only just playing football, but also to the fans. You know, and that's something I always took a lot of pride in. And it's hard. It's really hard because another thing, too, that really baffles me a little bit is all the distractions right before the actual kickoff, you know, with and I know you love your family. I know that. I don't have a problem with that. But there comes a time where on that football field, now it's time to go to work. You know, and there's way too much activity happening before the game, and there was something, and maybe I'm like the old dinosaur, man. I don't know. You know, that feel is sacred. I mean, that's where you do your battle. That's where you fight. And I think it's okay for, you know, to have family down there for a certain amount of time, but then they got to go.
Yeah.
Now it's time to focus on the opponent. And it's just way too much. It's people being way too relaxed before the game. You know, I want to see that intensity. I want to see that fight. You know, I want to see that Russell Crowe. I want to see that, you know, the gladiator, whatever comes into this arena, you know, we have a better chance of survival if we work together. That's what I want to see.
I feel you, Jerry.
That's more than football right there.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Before the game, all the pregame festivities, and there's a lot going on, 15 minutes before kickoff, and we're kissing babies or whatnot. Now it's a new day and age, so they do things a little different than you, Jerry. Jasky and I are old school, too. Like, we like, when it's football time, it's lock in. 45 minutes before the game, hey, you can just go to the suite. I'm getting my stretch on this time to get fired up. I understand completely what you're talking about, Jerry. We're talking to the great one, Jerry Rice, here on the Morning Roast. What are you looking for from this team the rest of the way? And what gives you hope for this team in 2025?
Man, I think what I'm looking for is, you know, for players not to give up. You know, there's still opportunities out there where you can make a statement. So looking for them to continue to fight. And what I'm hoping for is to get the contract all situated with Brock Purdy, get that out of the way, to know that, you know, that he's going to be the quarterback of the future for the San Francisco 49ers and just continue to build around him. But you know, we just have to finish the season out and get ready for next year. I'm looking for big things. I'm expecting the same thing next year is for them to win it all.
You know, Jerry, when I think of you and some of the other guys that are at the games, like Steve Young, obviously, he clearly cares about the organization. He's a Niner, you know what I mean? Through and through. Mm-hmm. And the Justin Smiths, the Frank Gores, the Patrick Willises, you know.
Yeah.
I know you talk to all these guys. Who's the most, outside of yourself, who's the most emotionally ticked off that the team stinks right now? Like, who's the guy that won't leave you alone because he's really, you know, he's just frustrated. Like, who's the guy you talk to from the 49er past?
I think it's everybody. All the 49ers. It's frustrating because I think so many of the old veterans, they feel like we put these guys in a position where they can be successful and also where they can earn the big money. You know, and guys before us put us in a position where we could earn the big money. So there's an accountability, respect that comes along with that. So a lot of those guys are frustrated because we were about that standard. And that standard was like, you had to win. There was no shortcuts or anything like that. You know, we were going to work hard during the week. We were going to have great leaders. We were going to go out there and fight every ball game. And we were going to win no matter what. Even if you had to, you know, cut your finger off. Ronnie Lott, yeah. You remember he cut his finger off because, you know, he wanted to play. So, you know, I think the Niners they're not saying they're going to have to, you know, cut limbs off or anything like that. But, you know, it's just that they're going to have to, they're going to have to look back over on this season and say, hey, look, you know, we could have done better and let's make adjustments or do what we got to do and come back, finish this year off strong and get ready for next year.
You know, Jerry, I remember vividly this last time the 49ers won a Super Bowl. You guys got blown out against Philadelphia at Candlestick. Steve Young went crazy because he got benched by George Seifert. He let George Seifert hear it. You guys lost a meaningless game, and that was it the rest of the way. You guys blew everybody out. You guys rolled to a Super Bowl. How would you assess Shanahan this season as a head coach of the 49ers? Because, you know, I don't think he should be fired. I don't think even his seat is hot. But there's been some things in the red zone. It's a play-calling situation, a play-calling last week, 3rd and 6. You're running to Debo right up the middle. I'm thinking, what the hell? Put that ball in the air. How would you assess Shanahan's season?
It's been a rocky road, man. It's been highs and lows. And I think it's exactly what Steve Young said. You know, he got to reinvent himself. You know, it's like defense coordinators, they catch up to you. They know your scheme and stuff like that. And if you don't do certain things, they're going to take away, the strength of your offense. So my thing is, we know that we don't throw the ball that much to the outside. You need to spread that offense out and let these route runners, these playmakers run routes and be able to get away from, bump and run, actually timing routes and stuff like that. I just feel like everything is so condensed and it's like the lanes are very difficult because they're very small. When you spread everything out, there's bigger lanes where the quarterback can actually deliver the football. And we also know that also Brock Purdy is not like a 6'4 quarterback. You know, with everything being condensed like that, he's not going to be able to see over that offensive line, like a guy that's 6'4 or much taller. So there are got to be lanes where he can throw the football. So, you know, like Steve said, I think he got to reinvent himself. And just let these playmakers go play, man.
Yeah, Juwan Jennings is having a monster year. I just love the fight from Juwan and what I see from him. I mean, he had a couple of drops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, the last game. And then there's also Ricky Pearsall. I'm not seeing a whole lot, but I don't have the astute eye that maybe you have in what you're looking for from a wide receiver. How would you assess those two players, Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall?
Well, Jennings, he's that fiery beast, man. I'm tell you, if anything is over the middle or anything, if he gets his hands on the ball, he's going to make the catch. And you know, Pearsall, I think he had, oh my God, he had over 100 plays or more. He had one catch or something like that. I don't know what's happening with that scenario, because it's like, if you get that many reps in on the football field, you should be able to get separation and also be able to be an impact and make plays. I think the one play he had was that touchdown that he was able to – he caught the ball and he was able to run away from everyone else. So I don't know if they're not giving him opportunities or whatever, or he's not getting separation, but you got to pick and choose your medicine. You got to pick one of those guys. Is it going to be Deebo? Is it going to be Jennings? That you got to get the rock to. That's going to open up everyone else. You can't just, you know, spread the ball around, and have that mindset. You got to let your main playmaker go ball. So if that's going to be George Kittle, let him go ball, man. That's going to open up the run. So one, you got to decide, okay, if we're going to run this route, if we're going to run it, commit to the run. And then once they try to take that away, now you got the pass. So, you know, if you're going to commit to the pass it. Once they take that away, now you got the run. So football is not that complicated, guys. It's not that complicated. And if the Niners do that, I think you know, they're gonna be they're gonna have better results on the football field, and they're gonna be able to get those W's.
Yeah, during the 3-game stretch, Ricky Pearsall had ran 63 routes, had 3 targets and no catches. That's pretty remarkable. That's insane. He's just out there getting cardio.
What do you mean remarkable? What do you mean remarkable?
That's ridiculous.
I'm sure he doesn't feel that way.
No, I know it is. I'm just saying, how does that happen at wide receiver?
Jerry when you Hart, run 274
I understand. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's remarkable in the ridiculous sense that the guys is out there getting cardio. You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
You know what? If that had been me back in the day, it would have been chairs thrown this way, that way, everything.
Furniture would have been moving. There's no doubt about that. It leads me back to Deebo. Like I can't get over Deebo. Shasky asked you earlier about Deebo Samuel, and the way it looks like, I don't know if he's going to be back next season. I have no idea what the front office how they feel about Deebo, but all the other stuff. If you had a chance to sit Deebo aside and say, Deebo, get out social media, Deebo. What's up with the pregame? Like, everything with Deebo has just gone wrong ever since that moment. Hey, Jerry, you said this. I'm going to play this for you because you said this, and it actually happened.
Back in the day, I'm going to be honest with you. If we played like the way we played yesterday, we would have probably been swinging on each other on the sideline. We would have been fighting each other. That was like, you know, that was not 49ers standard right there. I would say probably what we would do is just simplify everything, go back to route running, go back to where, you know, Brock Purdy is feeling a little bit more comfortable back there in the backfield, where he can see the lanes where he wants to throw the football and stuff like that. And let these guys, you know, let these guys earn their money, man. These guys are professionals.
So we actually saw Deebo get to Jake Moody and Tabor Pepper saying, lock in, and we saw some things, you know, he put some hands on them. But ever since that moment.
No. Let me clarify. I said all phases.
All phases.
You know, and if you're a captain, if there's someone that's underperforming just a little bit, you know, you deal with that in a very professional way. Now, if there's like, you know, from all phases, if nobody is not doing their job, we would circle up. And yeah, they're probably going to be some blows or something like that thrown on the football field to get everybody in that mindset of, hey, look, we're not playing up to our standard. You know, we got to change that. And we're not giving the fans what they really pay for. So that was something that we all always took pride in, too. We felt like we owed the fans great football. So I think the Niners, they just got to go back to that. They got to realize that, hey, look, man, we play for the city of San Francisco. We play for the greatest fans ever. And we just got to go out there on that football field, and we got to leave everything on that football field.
All right, Jerry, what's the latest or greatest going on with GoFuel? Because I got to say, this watermelon fruit punch is cracking right now. I love this. This is my stuff, and the hat feels great. Hey, thank you for the hat. The hat feels great on my big head.
Man, we got the legends coming out. We did Muhammad Ali, and of course, you know, for some reason they put me as one of those legends, guys. So, you know, look for me on the can. I'm on the can, and I think we're talking to Babe Ruth and some other legends and stuff. So we get ready to have a fun time, man. But I have an exceptional team. My team works hard. They work hard. They believe in what we're building here. Put in something out there a little bit healthier. You know, feet on the ground, everything, and everybody is completely in. And I told him, I said, look, I told my daughter this when I started GoFuel. I said, look, I want that concept just like Eddie DeBarlow and Carmen Policy. And you know, it's all about family. And we have built a family, and we got great, you know, consumers out there that love Goat Fuel. We in probably 21,000 stores or more. I want to take that to the next level. I want to get 100,000 or more. And, you know, just continue to let the people know that there is something a little bit healthier out there, and it's called Goat Fuel. The greatest of all time.
It is the greatest of all time, Shasky. And he's got a roster. You spread it throughout the NFL. Everybody's rocking GoFuel. Mm-hmm. Our listeners are saying, where can I get that GoFuel at? So let them know, Jerry. Let them know again where they can get this GoFuel at.
GoFuel.com. GoFuel.com. Hey, and hey, look, shipping is free.
Like an 80-yard slant from Flash 80.
Hey, Jerry, if it's free, it's me, that's for sure.
You never know, I might special deliver it. You never know, because you know, guys, it's a party when I'm at the stadium. I'm in the stands, man. I'm all over the place. I'm having a great time.
Well, speaking of parties, Jerry, I don't know what you're doing Friday morning out in Sunnyvale, Laughing Monk Brewing. But we're having a big party.
Big party.
We call it the Doobie Awards, where we give it out the Morning Roaster of the Year, the Rookie of the Year, the Call of the Year, the Guest of the Year. And if you want to party and eat some lobster linguine, have a couple cocktails on the house, you're more than welcome to come this Friday if the calendar is clear. Just saying.
Hey, what time is the party?
6 to 10 a.m., but we're going to be partying after 10 a.m. too.
Come on back.
I know you're an early riser. You don't get no sleep, Terry. Come on now. Sunnyvale, we right up the road, right by Levi's.
Hey, man. I'm going to tell you, I got a friend that, you know, I took to Las Vegas. And he said, man, you know what, man? Sleep is overrated. He said, we don't sleep, man. We don't sleep. Hey, I'm just saying, I'm the same way. But seriously, hey, I have always only gotten about 4 hours throughout my career and stuff like that. I function out 4 hours. So what I'm saying, I'm down.
Let's go.
We're going to send that information to you.
Let's go.
And we'll see if you pop by. No worries if you can't, because we know you're busy. But if you pop by for a few minutes, we'd love to see you, man. We'll have some GoFuel and everything for you, man. And I know our listeners love you, man. Jerry, we always appreciate the time, man.
See you, Jerry.
Yeah. Happy holidays, guys.
You too.
Happy holidays to you as well, man.
Great to see your face, man.
Jerry Rice, the GOAT here on the River.